Today we are joined on the line by Chris Workington, the Member of Parliament for Grand Prairie Mackenzie. Parliament just getting back in session this week, so Chris, we certainly taking the time to join us here today.
Yeah, it's good to join you as well. It's busy here in Ottawa, but it's definitely there's a lot on our plate here, and it's a busy time of the year for everybody. But back we go here to Parliament, and we will have a busy session here in Ottawa.
Well, why don't we kind of start on that sort of topic there, Parliament getting back in. The big topic, I guess, certainly on a lot of people's mind is around affordability, which has become a major concern for many Canadians, and especially here in our region. What are some things that you hope to see kind of sort of accomplished on that front?
Well, it's become a major, major issue. Obviously, we're seeing it at the grocery stores. We're seeing it in terms of rising interest rates and mortgage payments increasing for the vast majority of Canadians across the country. You know, we have been warning the government for years that their out-of-control deficit spending, their borrowing more money, printing more money, was going to lead to hyperinflation. The government dismissed that. They claimed that they had it under wraps. But today, again, we're seeing an escalation in the inflation rate. Reports out today that we're still seeing out-of-control inflation directly corresponding to what the government has done in terms of the out-of-control deficit spending, the borrowing more money, the printing of more money, and the government continues to not listen to the experts. It's not only us that they're not listening to, it's also people, including people like John Manley, the former Liberal finance minister, that is warning the government that this continued activity, this continued behavior of the government is going to lead to an affordability crisis that's going to continue to worsen. So we're going to continue to push the government, fight the government on this. We believe that Canadians should not be punished for the government's actions, and that the government needs to stop making this problem worse. They continue to dig. We're telling them to quit digging. Let's try to find solutions to resolve the affordability crisis that every Canadian is being impacted by right now.
And certainly on that kind of affordability topic, you know, the Liberals made some announcements recently about really trying to push on sort of the grocery costs sort of topic and try and get some of those costs down for a lot of people. Certainly they're talking the talk, but do you think they might be able to kind of sort of walk the walk here with kind of what they plan to do on that?
Well, they don't have a plan. You know, that became completely evident yesterday. They had a big meeting. They called in a bunch of CEOs and said, please stop raising the cost of groceries. Well, we know that the vast majority of costs that we're seeing at the grocery stores are impacted by the government and not because of the grocery stores necessarily. What we're seeing is every single time that the government raises the carbon tax, farmers pay that, the truckers pay that, the manufacturers and the distribution companies pay this additional carbon tax. The government wants to triple that carbon tax over the next little while here. And we know at the end of the day that the consumer always pays that price. It always gets passed on to the consumer. And so if the government actually wanted to make meaningful changes to the cost of goods at grocery stores, they would cut the carbon tax for farmers, for truckers, for everybody along the supply chain, and consumers would pay less for groceries. But of course, the government's not doing that. They continue to escalate the cost for everybody along the supply chain, and they expect that the consumer is not going to pay that at the end of the line. Well, that's nonsense. And so we're going to continue to push for the government to cut the carbon tax, to eliminate the carbon tax, so that people can afford groceries at the grocery store, fuel at the gas station, and of course the ability to heat people's homes leading into winter here. The government is so blinded by their addiction to taxes and increasing taxes for every Canadian that they can't see clearly. And we're going to continue to push them on these issues. There is one way that the government can reduce the cost of groceries, and that's by eliminating the carbon tax today. Unfortunately, they refuse to do it.
Another topic that I know we've talked about here before is around some crime issues that have propped up in the region. And we saw some action on that in the House yesterday or on bail reform specifically. Do you think there's going to be some progress happening there?
Well, we are pushing. We have pushed the government for the last number of years on bail reform. We know that the Liberals passed legislation when they first got into the power to lessen the bail restrictions, to allow for effectively a rotating door at the courtrooms, so people that committed crimes were out on bail, able to commit additional crimes. We told them that they had to close these loopholes that they had created because of the legislation that they passed. They finally have started to respond to some of the problems that they themselves have created, but they haven't gone far enough. We believe that people that do serious crime should do serious time and should not be out in our communities where they're able to perpetrate the same types of crimes again and again and again. We're hearing from police forces and the court system in places like Vancouver, where they have people that they are effectively very few people committing so many crimes and basically getting out the next day and the next day and be arrested again and again and again. We know that people that have that have committed some of these serious crimes that continue to be released will just go out and reoffend. And so we've got to build a system that actually ensures that the public safety is paramount and that people are protected from folks that continue to commit these violent offenses again and again and again. The Liberals have not yet made the all of the changes that we believe need to be made to fix the problems that they themselves have created, but they've taken a baby step forward with this last piece of legislation. We're going to pass it quickly and continue to push for them to close the loopholes that they've created.
And now we've talked about a few different kind of big things going on, but as this session of Parliament gets underway, what are kind of some other sort of priorities that you have for this next little bit here?
Well, I think that we have to continue to rectify some of the problems that we have seen develop over the last 8 years of this government. Obviously, we continue to hear from people that are struggling to find housing, especially with these interest rate hikes that we've seen over the last number of months. And of course, we're going to continue to see those as long as we continue to see out of control inflation. We know that even as I mentioned, John Manley, the former finance minister, Liberal finance minister, recently said that every time that the government spends out of control deficit spending, it's like hitting the gas on a vehicle. And the Bank of Canada, the only thing that they can do to try to slam on the brakes is to raise interest rates. And so every time, we know this is going to happen, that every time that the government continues to come out with these budgets of billions and billions in new spending, the Bank of Canada is going to continue to raise interest rates. And so we're going to continue to push the government to quit their addiction to deficit spending so that the Bank of Canada can bring interest rates down. So we believe in supporting those families that are really struggling with the possibility of renewing their mortgages with much higher interest rates. And we know that that's going to have catastrophic problems for people across the Peace Country, across Alberta, and throughout the country. So we're going to continue to put pressure on that front. There's no question that this government has been antagonistic towards Alberta's energy sector. They continue to fight against the energy sector, the sector that really has sustained not only the Alberta economy, but the national economy for the last number of decades. And we're going to continue to push this government to get its head out of the sand and recognize the importance of the energy sector and end their attack on this sector that really has demonstrated an incredible ability to produce energy in the most environmentally responsible way comparatively to any other of our trading partners when it comes to the way in which we've developed our resource. We should proudly be exporting and developing the resources here in Canada, because we know that as we produce, we're able to offset and replace so much of the energy that is produced in less environmentally sound ways in other countries. And so, we're going to continue to make sure that we advocate for that. We obviously have concerns about the transportation sector to get our product to market, both our agriculture and our forestry products. So we're going to continue to push the government on those fronts as well.
Always interesting to hear about what's going on down in Ottawa. Chris Workton, the Member of Parliament for Grand Prairie-Mackenzie, thanks for joining us here today.
Awesome. Thanks so much. We'll be in touch. Thanks so much.